What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Ford 52 podcast brought to you by Fountain Ford. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and we have another great show for you this week. We've got Steven Giorgella, and he's going to be talking about marketing, creating a marketing plan that actually works, a marketing plan that actually makes you money. Steven, what do you got?
Yeah, so just kind of give you like the process of what we go through to make the business more money. And what I find fascinating is it's really just a diligence thing. You just have to have enough patience to follow the process and then realize that there's a lot of like objective information that is available when measuring your strategy you've put together. But at the same time, there's subjective information. There's a lot of stuff that is up for interpretation. And that at the end, I'll give you a little secret at the end that won't be so secret once you get to it. But you'll be like, oh, duh. And so first of all, just going through kind of the steps, it's the qualification step. I think there's a lot of businesses out there that accept clients that they probably shouldn't because they need money and revenue and blah, blah, blah. So you should be qualifying them. You should be qualifying them for them and for you, making sure that you have a partnership that will be valuable for a long time and that it's a win-win situation. So that's my first tip. And in that qualification phase, if you can't get yourself into the mind of the business owner, that's your first red flag. You should leave. Because if you're not able to think like them and understand how they think, then you're going to have trouble communicating with them the whole time, right? And so I want to make sure that during the qualification phase, how do you acquire your customers? What does it cost you? How do you know that? How are you currently measuring that? Who keeps track of this information? What software platforms do you have? What made you make that decision? That's one that I just don't understand. A lot of agencies won't ask that. Hey, Chris, what actually made you make that decision? I get that you made it, but like, why did you make that decision? Because if I figure out why you made that decision, I can predict your next one. Because now I'm thinking like you. You with me?
Absolutely.
And so in this qualification phase, why are you doing certain things, Mr. Client, right? And Mr. or Mrs., excuse me. And then remember that the qualification phase is what you always revert back to when things become wonky, crazy, there's a fire drill. You're going to want to panic, but realistically, when all else fails, you revert back to the qualification phase, which is, okay, cool. So tell me about the problem. How did you get to that? Why do you think that happened? Okay, tell me a little bit more about that. Get as many open-ended questions as possible with regards to how did this all happen? And then usually what happens is the problem diffuses itself. It becomes very apparent if you were at fault or if they were at fault. And even 2 months ago, we had a client call us, and the qualification phase is exactly how we ended up finding out that it was 100% the client's fault. It went from 80%, we think this is Fountain Ford's fault, and literally, I have the text messages still. It went 60-40, and then it went 80-20 the other way, and then it went 100% their fault. And it was all through, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? And we found out that there wasn't anything skipped. They had accidentally made it up in their head, and the problem wasn't even a real problem. So the qualification phase. Second, once you've qualified, you're going to dig into the numbers, right? So technically the data is part of the qualification phase, but truly asking the questions and getting to know them is the key in the process, is a key first step in the process. Then you get into the numbers. All right, so what does it tell you? Let's use a recent customer of ours, a local automotive shop. I'm going to take a sip here, fans. Sorry. It was a local automotive shop. All right. They measure basically their success in ROs and dollars per RO. RO is a repair order. So, all right, we had 166 ROs last month, the dollars per hour with this. We measured everything out across the board. And in looking in that, your advertising and marketing. When do you guys drop this? When do you do that? We do some mailers. What are the drop dates on those? We do some digital. What are you buying? Where are you sending them to? And you all of a sudden you get it all together. And now you've painted yourself an actual story, a little bit more of an objective story versus the subjective story that the business owner tells you. And not to fault the business owners. I love the business owners. They're what give me the life that I have. I this is the reason why we're in business though. There's always a difference between the story that they tell you and the one that the numbers tells you. 100%. Doesn't even matter if you're running we've worked with businesses in the billions of dollars. Same story. 100% same story.
It kind of goes back to the shaving thing that you were mentioning last week with regards to...
Remind me.
Yeah, so the shaving where they show you the numbers and you're like, this math doesn't work. You know? And you're like, oh, yeah, I guess it doesn't.
Right. I promise you, you'd be so surprised at what percentage of businesses that are successful businesses that really don't know how they acquire their customers because they're fat and happy and they don't need to. No disrespect. I wish I could feel like that. One day I will be so fat and happy I won't care where I get my clients from. Right? That's hashtag goals. Right? So the next one is you look through that data and you actually create a strategy. And the key with the strategy here, people, is why. If you have a why behind everything that you're doing, it's a real strategy, right? Because the why then comes back to, is that guy being rational? Meaning, so Chris, we're going to create these social posts and we're going to create some templates for social and we're going to target them at this audience because these are the people that, these are the people that respond to our brand the best and blah, blah. And the reason why I want to create that stuff is because we'd like to increase daily engagement with this group of people. And if we increase daily engagement, then when they come into the buying process, which seems to be every 90 days, if they come into the buying process, we should be top of mind with them. Okay, great. It's either going to fit, once you get the why out to the client, hey, Mr. Client, hey, Mrs. Client, we heard what you said. We looked through your numbers and here's our strategic approach. And every single piece in there is going to have a layer of the strategy in which we'll have to go to a tactical level, right? Which is where a lot of agencies miss out is it's high level, high level, high level. Well, how are you actually going to get that done?
The execution phase.
Right, absolutely. And so when I present, I go, all right, here's how I think. That's how I win. So here's how we think as a firm. And then here's strategically what we want to do with you. And here's tactically how we're going to get that done. And then the final step is I'm going to measure that, right? And that little key that I was talking about first at the beginning of this, you have to stay the course. You never start a marketing strategy in the anticipation of ending it. Why would you do that? Aren't you going after a customer set? Aren't you going after people that consume the same? We're creatures of habit. Aren't you trying to talk to people that are consuming the same way every single? Oh, they are, huh? That's interesting. Well, if they are, why are you changing all the time? Well, I want
to. You have to give time to gather data.
Well, that's a total another step, but yes, you have to actually see how and that's the measurement phase, right? But why would you change, right? And we're talking about, we have clients right now that have been advertising for 30 years. They want to change every 60 days. Oh, sweet. So why did you, don't go on too many tangents here. I get it. You're afraid. You don't know why something's working or not. But the key thing here is, you're going to touch them at a myriad of different points, right? You're going to touch them at multiple different levels of this buying process. Why wouldn't you, right in the middle of the podcast, hold on, this is great. Keep that rolling. Right in the middle of the podcast, nobody's going to come into the studio while we're doing the podcast, but they decided to use the fucking printer. Okay. So what we're going to, I think they're canceling. I think they're canceling it right now too. This is great. They're like, oh shit. Yep, they canceled it. What? Oh, this is good. This is good. This is good radio
this
podcast.
This is comedy,
right,
man.
All right, we're just going to leave that right there. There's no way they're going to print again. Okay, so now that's we keep it live here at Fountain Forward. I totally forgot my train of thought, but that's okay. we're going back to consistency. You're going to touch them at different levels, right? And the printer's really. Is somebody coming in?
No.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Someone was loitering outside the door briefly.
Of course they were. They're like, "Oh shit." Yeah. So going back to it. So this is good entertainment, so it's okay.
For sure.
So back to the consistency thing. it's not that, you know, there's a quote with a lot of the car dealers that 50% of my advertising works. I just don't know which 50%, right? Well, we're at a time now where attribution is more clear than it ever has been. And at the same time, you know, think about Facebook's ad planner going into the showing like last click attribution and the value of that. And what I find interesting is it's still not enough. And here's what I've seen in the most successful businesses that we've worked with over the last 7.5 years. They're the ones that bought into the strategy, went 110% in, and instead of nitpicking anything in there, what they did was they just kept going all in on it, and they were cautious. They were cautiously optimistic. Basically, they were always willing to question it, but they weren't just going to jump ship on any specific strategy, maybe a tactic. But they went all in on it, and you know what? It worked, right? And what's fascinating is, dear Mr. and Mrs. Client, it doesn't really matter which ones I got right and which ones I got wrong if it works. Am I wrong?
No, absolutely.
Right? If it works, right? And you tell me a firm out there that specifically knows every single level of their marketing strategy that works or doesn't work, and you'll find the biggest firm in the world that owns everybody. Oh, wait, that's right. It doesn't exist, right? I know that there's big ones. I know that it doesn't exist, okay? Does every automotive dealership use the same web and online platform? No. Do they all use the same ad agency? No. There's a bunch of ways to skin the cat, right? And so hop on board, go all in, be a fan of the agency that you're hiring or firm that you're hiring, and remember that the process is the same no matter what it is. You qualify, you read the numbers, you write the strategy, you bring it down to the tactical level, and then you measure it. Repeat. That's what you do. And you do it over and over and over, and you ask for a candid opinion and opinions from the client and stuff like that, and you go through it, and you even go forward and go, hey, you know what? We're concerned about this tactic. We're concerned about this strategic approach. So we're gonna test it for another 60 days, and then we're gonna come back to you and let you know. You know what? When it happens, you get a lot of trust with the client when you say, hey, I'm not 100% sure if I got this right or not.
Mm. Don't you also though run into clients where you do the beginning phase where you qualify them, et cetera, but then you find out down the line that maybe they're not a good fit because maybe they don't want to listen to you. Maybe they don't want to take the time to have the monthly meeting or take you seriously when you're like, we need to meet to go over this stuff. Or, you know, basically you end up wasting each other's time. And so sometimes you have to separate from those people, right?
Yep. We've fired clients before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the majority of the time, I just sat there like 1 month in and went, oh, shit, I messed up. Yes. I messed up. And I think the most discouraging part is that I genuinely get in a relationship with these clients because I want to. Mm-hmm. And they literally have been probably, and it's probably some luggage, you know, we can call it luggage from now on. It's some heavy baggage from some previous relationships that they just got used. And, you know, we just took over for an agency that sucked. They did a terrible job. Upon getting fired, the agency came back with, well, we could do all these things. Where the fuck was that beforehand, moron?
Yeah.
Where was that when I was overpaying you?
Right.
Right? I find out these agencies out there get like $5,000 or $6,000 a month for like, I worked, I'm like, this is not a bad, like, we work really hard for $5,000 or $6,000 a month. This dude was like, I think he maybe played guitar. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. And sometimes, going back to what you're saying, sometimes you're gonna get it wrong, and like all we can do is care, and like genuinely only get in the relationship if we actually want to kill it.
Yeah.
Right.
They have to let us. You know.
Well, they have to help.
Let us help
this,
you.
This is a relationship. Yeah. It's a relationship, right? If our clients are not on the weekly calls and the monthly meetings, et cetera, it becomes we notice. That's interesting. Sure. We notice. We always notice because we'll end up getting on our weekly calls. And one of the production managers or somebody will say, I wonder if we're actually going to get on or this or that. And
both sides have to be held accountable in that relationship.
Yep. Yeah. I'm on every single week at the same time. Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so we document that now.
And hey, if you're not, why does it not matter to you as much as it matters to me?
Oh, but when things are going wrong, it matters to you?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Exactly.
Okay. So where were you on those weekly calls? Mm-hmm. Right. So anywho,
Hope that was valuable advice. That's how we make our strategies: qualification, data, strategy, tactics, measure, and the key thing is keeping consistency. And it's fun to kind of give that out there and have, you know, those that listen to this use this for different things in their life. And the fun thing is in the strategy phase, strategy dictates creative, right? Whereas a lot of the old school firms will come in with a big bang, an idea, and they'll lead with creative, which is extremely subjective, right? And which is fine. They can do it that way. I go strategy first, because then when I get to the creative level, my strategy is always the same. I can keep changing up the creative until it accomplishes what I need to, right?
Interesting.
Whereas if you go lead with creative, it becomes very wonky, because you're talking about stuff that can persuade this way, persuade this way, persuade. If you start at the strategy level, you've literally focused. You've got freaking dart. You've got laser-like focus. This is exactly what we want to accomplish, and this is the strategy. You guys agree with this? Yes, cool. All right, this is the creative we think will accomplish that, right? Yeah. To evoke the emotion in that customer base.
Yeah,
right.
That's great.
And so, just going into that part, I mean, that's a 3-podcast set. Just thinking about how we have creatively tried to get the job done in the past.
Right. For sure. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this week. And thank you to Steven for once again dropping some major knowledge bombs up in here.
Nolly bombs. That's a T-shirt.
There you go.
Nolly bombs.
You just got a new T-shirt.
Yep.
I want to encourage everybody to download and to subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the major platforms. And we will see you next week for the Forward 52 podcast. Thanks a lot.